Hey, what's up? Well, happy late New Year, y'all. It's your host with the most XP, and I am officially on season 4. Ah, man, it's been a long ride, folks, but I'm glad y'all stayed by my side. You feel me? I don't know what to say, really, man. I'm sorry that I'm late. As usual, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we black people, we ain't on time, as always, you feel me? We just got some crazy shit going on. But I've been busy, you know what I'm saying? I went back to North Carolina for about a month. You know, I had to get away from the city of New York. Had to take a little break, but now I'm back in the city. It's 2021, I'm about to get it in. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to knock niggas out like Nate Robb saying, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's how he felt when he lost, you know what I'm saying? But he woke up the next day and just started knocking niggas out. So I'm gonna be a Nate Robinson. I ain't gonna get knocked out. I'm gonna do the knocking out and shit. You know, get my revenge for 2021. So let's hope Nate Robinson get his little revenge this year, you feel me? But besides all that, man, I bet y'all wanna know what I was up to, or what I got planned this year, man. My birthday's this month, guys. I'll be 26. 4 more years, I'll be 30, man. So I'm trying to fucking get the ball rolling on a lot of shit. Thinking about going back to school. I'm trying to stick with the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? With comedy. Just sign up for these acting classes and shit. So hopefully, you know, these people hit me up so they can put me on, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm trying to be on the green screen or some shit. The big TV commercials or some shit. So I'm going to take these little acting classes first, then get with the agent. Because that's how you do it, folks. You got to have a little training first. Because the agent, they might take you with no experience or some shit like that. But to be safe, get into some acting classes or some shit just in case. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take an acting class on Zoom. After that, sign up with the agent. Maybe like in the third week. Then, write some jokes, cause I want to do, cause they got the comedy on the Zoom, cause the coronavirus. I want to practice comedy on Zoom, and write a little music. So it's gonna be a busy fucking year. Matter of fact, it's gonna be a busy 4 years for me, cause I'm about to go hard, man. Cause I'm trying to be set in my 30s, so I'm about to drop some tracks or something. Trying to do a little something. Trying to be fun with it. I'm really ain't gonna take the music mad serious. I'm just doing the shit for fun, but everything else, like acting and comedy, I'm gonna take them shit serious. Even though you ain't supposed to take comedy seriously, you know what I'm saying? Cause you the one telling the jokes. But yeah. Besides all that, folks, I mean, I'm alive and well. You know what I'm saying? I'm kicking. You know, sometimes I feel like I wanna do backflips up and down the streets and shit like that. But yeah. Oh, let me touch on something right quick. Let me touch on something. I just was thinking of it. That's why I love keeping it real and black, cause this shit is not fucking scripted. Cause as you can tell, I'd be rambling on about crazy shit. So I wanna speak about the Capitol shit. To me, I don't know what to say, man. It was the racist whites, you know what I'm saying? I got no issue with white people. I only got issues with the racist white folks, you feel what I'm saying? The nice white folks, I love them to death, you know what I'm saying? They the type to make me apple pie and call me sugar baby and some shit like that. I love them type of white folks. But the racist whites storming that Capitol, I mean, what the fuck was they trying to achieve, you know what I'm saying? All the motherfuckers, most of their faces was not covered as fuck, and they got outed out and they got fired from their jobs like a fucking idiot. They got blacklisted on flights. Are you kidding me? You got blacklisted? How the fuck you getting back home after that? You know what I'm saying? Now you gotta drive 1,000 or some miles to Hawaii or some shit. That shit's crazy, folks. It don't make any sense. It's just crazy, man. Like, Trump is charging these motherfuckers up. And I think Trump black too on the low, cause that nigga, he ain't even show up. You know how it is. We tell somebody to meet us somewhere, we ain't even show up. We start some shit, but we ain't gonna show up. That's crazy, man. Like, one woman got shot. other people got health problems. They died, supposedly. That's what they said. Pretty sure somebody was got they was getting beaten up on or some shit, or had a heart attack. But it was crazy. But you know what was going through my mind, yo? I ain't gonna hold you, yo. I was thinking about the black workers that worked there, like the black security guards and shit. Because if you watch like the videos and shit, just watch and see how those black people react. Them workers, you know what I'm saying? In my mind, I could just tell, yo, like, they was like, oh, hell no, I ain't getting fucking paid enough for this shit. I'm out of this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Or they start having, like, ancestral flashbacks of, like, slavery. Because I fucking dip, I seen all those white folks fucking charging at me like that. I think I'm about to get hung or some shit, man. I was like, oh, hell no. I would hit it in the bathroom or took a shit and, like, you know, wiped my ass and came out and I, like, you know what I'm saying? Nothing happened. I was like, what happened? You know what I'm saying? This, oh, man, you missed it, man. All these motherfuckers stormed the Capitol and all that shit. But besides all that, where the fuck was you at? Now, you know what I'm saying? So I've been, you know, fucking out. Like, them motherfucking black folk was scared, boy. These niggas was, like, looking left and right. Like, ah, hell nah. I don't get paid enough for this shit. Fuckers was just cooling, man. Like, yo, hell nah. I was like, I couldn't do it. It couldn't be me.
I would have fucking ran.
Or to act like I got my ass whooped or some shit. You know what I'm saying? To rip my clothes up myself and then come around the corner and say, oh man, fuck, I got my ass whooped by, you know. You know, just to make it believable that I at least tried to stop them or some shit. You know what I'm saying? If there was no cameras around, you know what I'm saying? It was some crazy shit, man. Them motherfuckers told down. Secret Service was scared too. They was just popping shots, man. That was me, y'all. I would throw a fucking grenade, man. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I would have slipped that shit. I ain't even made it known. I would just, like, pull the pin and slide across the floor, like, low key. And, you know, because I've been that scared, you know what I'm saying? Because I think these motherfuckers coming after me. Shit, man. But I don't know, man. 2021 is getting off on a crazy start, but hopefully, you know, with this COVID shit and all that, hopefully, you know, shit start, like, you know, getting good and shit like that. But like I said, man, just, I don't know what to think. Shit. Ah, fuck. I don't know what goes through these people's minds and shit. I'm just ready for Biden to go in. And don't be mad at me, y'all. I ain't fucking vote after that fucking Trump and Hillary situation. I gave up, man. So, like I said, I thank you guys for voting Biden in and shit like that. But let's see how he does now. I ain't about to fucking, like, give this man praise and shit. I'ma wait when he's in. I'ma wait about, like, till maybe, like, July. And if he does some great shit, then I'ma praise him. But you know, I don't know, man. It's shady. But you know, Biden gonna end up having a fucking heart attack anyway. And, you know, Kamala's gonna take over and be the first black, you know, president. Well, woman, female. You know what I'm saying? Let me repeat that again. She's gonna be the first black female president and shit. Cause you know, Biden, he nigga old. He need to have his homemade and shit with him at all fucking times. You know what I'm saying? Especially at the inauguration and shit. He need to have his homemade just in case. You know what I'm saying? Cause he gonna forget he's in the motherfucking White House and shit. For real, man. So let's all pray for Biden to make it through the 4 years, man. With no health problems. Hopefully he remembers everything. You know, eat his vegetables and shit. His applesauce and Jello. So you know, but I'm gonna keep you folks up to date on everything. So what I'm gonna start doing is, like I always usually do, I'm gonna scan the news sites and shit, you know, or if I see some crazy stuff, I definitely make episodes out of that as always. Or if anything like crazy come up on my mind, I definitely implement that into like the podcast and shit like that. So I'm gonna try to kind of like turn it up a notch. I'm gonna try, of course, y'all know me by now, my loyal listeners. Well, shouts out to y'all, the loyal listeners. Y'all know me. I say it. I'm gonna try to do this shit consistent, but I'll be gone maybe 2 weeks or a fucking month and pop back up. But nah, I'm gonna try to make it consistent And I'm gonna write like a list of like topics I want to talk about. Like I said, it's gonna be unscripted still. It's not gonna be, you know what I'm saying? So this topic, I'm gonna think about it and I'm gonna just fucking go off the head like a freestyle and shit. But man, if y'all got any ideas, man, just send them my way. For real, for real. I'm glad y'all alive and shit. I'm pretty sure y'all popped out some 2021 babies and shit. But keep me updated, folks. Tell me what you miss about XP, alright? Cause right now, I'm about to get into some more shit. So holla back at me, folks. This is your host with the most. And it's XP, keeping it real and black. Thank you guys. Season 4. Mwah.